Welcome back to Let's Talk About Death and Dying. Hey, how y'all doing? I know it's been a minute since I've done an episode, and I have missed talking with you all, and I have just missed doing this. But I wanted to be in the right space, and I wanted it to be the right time when I did my next episode. So I feel like this is the right time. So this podcast is about death and dying, but this topic is a little different because we're not talking about a physical death, but we're going to be talking about a death of a relationship, or maybe a practice, or maybe something that you do on a regular basis. So this episode is called Aging in Transition: How to Support an Aging Adult. So this title came upon me because I have recently went through a divorce, and I have had to move back home with my mother. So I'm very thankful that I was able to move back home. But it has definitely been a transition. I really didn't think too much of it. You know, I knew I was going to have to go back home. And when I was in the home that I shared with my ex-husband, I didn't really think about the feelings I would have once I actually got to my mom's. And I also didn't think about when I got married and left, and now coming back. Because that is a disruption of a routine. It's a disruption of how you live your day to day. So I've been back for about almost 2 months. And just something as simple as waking up in the room that I grew up in, waking up and it looking different and smelling different, and the furniture is rearranged differently. That has taken some getting used to, you know, just waking up and not being in the home that I was a wife in, and now transitioning back to being single. So it got me to thinking about transitions that older adults experience. So one major thing that we downplay, me included, is retirement, leaving or retiring from a job. You work on a job, you build relationships, you have a routine, you have your place, your status or your stature, and then boom, you're done. Go sit on the porch and watch the birds. That's a huge transition. Or if you're a person who maybe you are getting a divorce late in life, or maybe you were married for 30, 40 years, 50 years, and then your spouse is called home, and now you have to live life without that person. Another aging transition that I know I have personally kind of downplayed, because it's like, oh, this is something that you just have to go through, or oh, this is just the circle of life, this is what happened. These might be things maybe you've said, or maybe you've heard somebody else say, or maybe you said it to yourself and you just didn't say it out loud. Like, this is the first time I'm really saying it out loud. But leaving your home to go to a nursing home, or maybe you're downsizing, or maybe you are moving to another state because you're retired and you want to be in the sun. I'm in Michigan, so it gets cold, and you know, people get older and they want to move to another state. But that is a huge transition, you know, being in your home, the home that you made, the home that you built as a young person, the home that you saved for and tilled and worked for, and now you're supposed to pack up 40 years, 50 years and move? Wow, that's a lot to think about. Or another age in transition is when you have to stop driving. That's a signal of independence. That is how you can be self-sufficient, and to not be able to do that anymore, that has to be very hard to come to grips with that, to have to depend on someone and lean on someone to take you places or do things for you or get your groceries or take you to the doctor. And when you may be used to being independent and doing that on your own. Another aging transition is a body transition. You know, that body might not be doing what it was doing in them 20s versus your 40s, your 50s, your 60s. And if you live, because we're living longer, your 70s and your 80s and your 90s. Because people are living longer now. I am so concerned about my teeth. Like losing my teeth. Like, I don't care about nothing else. The hair, the body, or whatever. I'm just so concerned about my teeth. So, if you know me, you know I'm taking a million pictures. I'm smiling. You know, that's my ministry. That's the strength that God has given me. But one day, it's going to look different because maybe I'll have false teeth. I want to do what I can as a young person to preserve my teeth. I want to do my very best, but in this life and in these bodies, we know that they're going to deteriorate. So that is something that is going to be a transition for me, is what my smile will look like when the teeth are not my original teeth. You know, will I feel like myself when I have false teeth or whatever technology is out? When I smile, will I feel like myself? Because our original, you know, teeth and things like that, when they're different, you know, it changes your face. It changes how your structure looks. So these are things that I would like for us to start to think about, consider, not downplay, not make it seem like it's not a big deal, because these are transitions that we're all going to experience in terms of aging and in terms of something dying or something stopping. We're going to experience that, you know, if we continue to live. And I know that that is something that I believe we all desire, is to, you know, continue living and living the best that we can, but really being honest with ourselves and how we perceive a death or something dying off. So how can we be supportive to our aging loved ones or the aging people in our lives that we know are in a transition, about to approach a transition, or going through a transition? One thing we can do is we can be kind. It doesn't cost us anything to be kind, to be compassionate, to treat someone the way that you would want to be treated, to treat someone with respect and support their competency. not make them feel like they're old or senile, or oh, it's something wrong with you, or just being kind. Some things we can't consider or have a schema for until we're in it. I like to think that I learn by example. Somebody else going through something, I see what it is and I take out what it is I take out and get from it, and then I say, okay, I've learned from that experience, I don't need to be in it. But some things we are just going to have to be in it to learn it and to get it, and hopefully we can teach someone or express to someone something that we got that will help them and help someone else. So when there's someone who's retiring, or when there's someone who has to leave their home, or when there's someone who's lost their long-term spouse, when there's someone who has went through a divorce, whether they are aging or not, the first thing we can do is be kind. Sometimes being kind is just listening, not saying anything. You might not have the words to say because you don't know what to say. You don't want to be wrong. You don't want to be inconsiderate, or you don't. Sometimes just being quiet or being there and listening, or not listening because maybe they just want you to sit with them or something like that. That's being kind. And that's okay to not have the words or not know what to say, or you just being there may be what that person needs. Another thing we can do is be empathetic. Not be so harsh, not be so hard, not be so, oh, suck it up, this is life, this is how it should go, this is how it is, oh well. Let's be empathetic, because we all gonna have our day. We don't want it, but we all gonna have our day. It's just some things we can't escape. We keep living, we're gonna experience it. So just being empathetic towards someone in their transition, that could just make all the world of a difference. Put yourself in their shoes. Think about how you would be dealing with that situation, or what that might be like if it was happening to you. How would you want someone to treat you? Or how would you want someone to talk to you? Because sometimes people have very harsh ways of showing love, tough love. And in this season right now, with us still being in a global pandemic, us still not knowing when it's going to end, us still having to wear a mask or get vaccinated, or all these uncertainties and all of these things just up in the air, things are still different and ever changing. It's okay for us to be soft and love on one another in a soft way, and not always have to be so hard. So we want to put ourselves in that person's shoes to see, well, how, this is how I might feel, or oh, this is what I would want. And then you walk that out and you show that person what you would want someone to show you. Listen. You don't have to talk or give insight or advice unless the person asks you for it. That one is hard, because I know when someone is talking to me, I want to give them a solution. I want to fix it. I want to figure it out. Let's figure it out. Sometimes you just can't figure it out in a conversation. Sometimes listening is all a person wants, because maybe they don't have anybody to listen to them. They always talking and talking and talking and solving problems and doing and wearing all these hats. But maybe they don't have a lot of people to do that for them. So you be that ear to hear
And then if they ask you for your opinion, then you give them your opinion. And my last thing, which is the absolute very best thing to do, is pray. Prayer is powerful. It don't have to be a big, long, drawn out, super big prayer. Prayer is you communing with God and expressing your thoughts and your feelings. We all need prayer, to be covered in prayer, to be praying for someone else. It is the absolute best thing to do. Maybe you don't know what to say, or maybe you might can't get there for whatever reason, but you can always say a prayer wherever you are. You can send it, you can text it, or you can just say it to yourself, because it will definitely be felt by that person. It felt so good to be able to talk to you all today. I originally started this podcast because I was trying to heal from the deaths of my uncle and then my aunt. And there were so many things that I felt like nobody was talking about in terms of death and dying. And it has definitely morphed into so many other great topics and things. And I'm so appreciative of you listening. And I hope that something I said resonated with you. I hope something that I said was helpful. And I hope that this podcast stimulates conversation with families and loved ones about death and dying. We can't get out of it. We can't stop it. But we have to normalize how we deal with it before it happens. Because we can do some things before. Because when it's happened, it's happened. And then we have to pick up the pieces and still be here and move forward. So I thank you so much for your time. I thank you and I appreciate you for listening. Until next time.